This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:09, it's already started. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, you kept quiet. I'm proud of you. You didn't have any comments or anything, but we solved the world's problems in a span of four minutes.
You guys done well.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
A lot of brain cells done lost well. There. We have a couple of good guests here. Be on your
Just
best behavior. Well,
okay. Well, we got two in Walker.
Oh, okay. Don, I'll make that a motion at the next Butler Village board meeting. You raise his. Anyway, our guests from the Montgomery County Fair Board, Don Walker and Myrna Moore, and the 2012 Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen, Sunny Lentz, is our guest. That conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week from the Montgomery County Fair Board, it's Myrna Moore and Don Walker. And we also have the reigning and retiring Montgomery County Fair Queen, Sunny Lentz, as our guests. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Thank you. We're perfect.
And we are here to talk about the Montgomery County Fair. And Myrna, it's right around the corner.
It actually starts next Tuesday with entries in the arts and crafts, and the sheep and goats come in for the Wednesday show. So, yeah, we're 6 days and counting.
And of course, as we talked about before, a lot of changes have taken place for this year's Montgomery County Fair. And, Sonny, first off, the biggest change of them all that I can tell is there's more pageants this year than what there have ever been. Talk with us about that.
Yes, we have the Little Miss pageant that we are going to start crowning the little girls again, and we will also include a Little Mister pageant, and that will be on Thursday night. But the day before that, on Wednesday, we also are including the Junior Miss. The Junior Miss are going to be there for ages 6th through 8th grade. I think it's a great age group, and I think that it's going to be a really good show.
And of course, this is a way to get the grandparents and the parents out to the fair.
Yes.
And normally when you have the Little Miss and Mr. pageants, that tends to draw quite a bit of crowds with the grandparents, aunts and uncles, and the parents. So that's a good way of raising the attendance pretty quickly for the fair.
Yes, definitely. I'm really excited to see a lot of families out there.
And this will be what in years for the county fair?
28,
and they said it wouldn't last.
That's hard to believe. 28 years.
28.
Why are you bringing up anniversaries? It's our 20th year of the free carnival rides.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty notable, too.
Yeah, great perk.
Let's talk.
I don't remember how many, but the county fairs was held down at the Butler Community Building, was it not the first?
The rodeos were.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'd go up to have the livestock. So the first couple of years, we didn't even have a carnival. I mean, it was pretty much a horse and pony show.
Yeah.
28 years. We talked about this before. The price of admission, it's still reasonable to get in. It did go up a little bit this year than what it was in the past years. But $5 for what you get isn't a bad deal.
Right, and we've increased our rides. I know he's going to have 16 or 17 rides there, and he's bringing some big-time rides this year. I mean, we have the Zipper, and until you've seen that or rode that, you just don't understand how spectacular that ride is. And he's got bumper cars this year. And
bumper cars,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, so a couple new rides for the little ones, and I just think it's going to be a great carnival. It's still Trinity Amusements. We've been with him for probably 12 or 15 years. We can count on him to show up and His rides always pass inspection with no problem and all that kind of thing, so we just keep having him back.
Yeah, the Zipper, that's a fun ride.
It's pretty spectacular if you haven't done it.
Yes, that's bumper cars, though. Those are always fun.
Right, and he'll still have all the old favorites, the Ferris wheel and Tilt-A-Whirl and that kind of thing,
You mentioned the new rides. Spacing on there, because I know you put the little rock path that for the golf carts and cars, like my car or whatever, to go around. Is that going to affect all that, or is there going to be enough space?
Well, we're working on it now, trimming up a few trees so we can move just a little bit to the west, I guess. And, Bonnie told us, he said, when you get inside my horse arena, you've gotten too close. But...
Bonnie Branham told you that?
Yeah, last night. But he said, you know, whatever, we'll work with it. So
don't mess with him, because he could really, he's got some power in this county, too. He's got more power than you, Don. I'm sorry.
I talk to power every day.
So the first...
Sonny here, she's got more power than I got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just going to let it go. let's talk a little bit. So the opening day traditionally is the queen pageant. So a new queen will be crowned.
Yes.
How many contestants are vying for this year for the crown?
We have 5 contestants vying this year for the title. So it'll be a really good competition. We've already had some practices, and we have 4 or 5 more left. And they're getting everything so great. It's going to be a really good show.
And of course, then after the new queen, we'll have the luxury of touring the state on the Dean Express, which sometimes can be very interesting from what I've heard from previous queens. And then the next day, we've got the Junior Miss and Mr. Pageants. So we're covered on that day.
Yes.
Friday, we've got what? The Butler Brawl?
The Butler Brawl. Named by our, by our new promoter, Adam Wright. And I think Myrna has got the little map in front of her that we can tell you some of the fighters. Now, we're not sure what towns they're from, but maybe people listening will recognize their names.
Okay.
And, of course, all this is still subject to change, you know, injuries or whatever. But right now, booked to fight Corey Hodder, Sam Walton, Henry Hoffman, Sean McConnell, Ben Chesser, I know he's from Panama, Tim Masters, Kyle Phillips, I've had lots of calls on Kyle, Stephen Kopp, Joe Fitzpatrick, Kobe Gibson, Keith Hodder, Scott Etling, boy from Hillsboro that always brings in a big crowd with him, Josh Lanone, and I think... Last I knew, he was working on 16 or 17 bouts, so this is just a short list.
And of course, the fighters, that all depends on injury at the last minute, if they don't make their weight class and that. So the names could, hopefully they don't change, but they could change by the time the Butler Brawl
and
happens.
Failing the weigh-in and the physical on Thursday night, or getting there Friday like we've had in the past. And maybe see your opponent for the first time, and it's time for your bout, and we're calling for the other fighter, and somehow he's gone.
He's left town.
We have some big boys this year. One, I can't remember their names, and I didn't bring that paper with me, but one guy's 6'4", his opponent is 6'7".
Oh, my God.
And these are some big heavyweights.
Now, when we talk about the Butler Brawl, Don, county fairs, is this the only county fair that the Ultimate Fighting is into, or is there other county fairs that's doing this?
As far as we know, it's still the only county fair in Illinois that is holding an MMA cage fighting. And the name was thought of by Adam Wright himself. And it's kind of a catchy name, Butler Brawl, and probably the old-timers around Butler said, well, yeah, that's pretty appropriate, because downtown Butler a few years ago, there was probably several Butler Brawls.
Yeah.
Ralph could attest to that, probably.
Yeah.
And of course,
old-timer.
And of course, the MMA fighting event, you guys really stepped out on your own on this, because I mean, it fits this area because you do have the association with this area with Matt Hughes and that area, But, I mean, this was a real step off the, not off the cliff, but it was a jump forward here just to see if it works. And apparently it has worked.
Yes, it's worked quite well. Our attendance has not been as good lately, but we're hoping this year, because I think we have 11 tables sold as of today, mm-hmm. which is, I think, above any year that we've had so far outside of maybe the first year. And ticket sales, though, see, it's a rain or shine, and so people are going to wait till almost last minute to see how Mother Nature's going to cooperate with us. And so we have tickets at Coop's Customs, which is a new business in Litchfield. Mm-hmm. Jan Valentine, Brian's Auto mm-hmm. in Litchfield, they can buy tickets there. And at Raymond at the Shell Station, they can buy tickets there. And then they got Myrna Moore's number and of 272-4489. And then they can call out at the fairgrounds and leave a message, 532-2440.
Like last year, I remember tickets for the Butler Brawl. Well, it was Iron Sharpens Iron last year. It was at a discounted rate before the fight, but it went up to $20 the day of. Is it the similar type thing this year?
Exactly the same thing. Our prices are the same, except we give a little bit better deal to those people for buying a table.
Right. Any of the VIP tickets, which is the bleachers or the table seats, you will get VIP parking, which means you don't have to walk a half a mile to get there. You get to park right behind the arena, and you will not have to pay the $5 admission charge if you have the VIP.
And, of course, okay, so that's the Butler Brawl. Going back to the Queen Pageant, it's like, what, $5 to get into the Queen Pageant?
$5.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah, that's the cheapest. We keep all of our prices so that families can afford to come to them. We're only $7 on our car demolition derby. Christian County, I know, is 15. Mm-hmm. I think Madison County is around 15. So, yeah, it's a bargain to come to Montgomery County Fair.
So the Butler Brawl will be Friday. Tickets are available now by calling the numbers you just mentioned. On Saturday, we have the car demolition derby, which is always another big event. For the Montgomery County Fair, and whoever wants to take that. And
ATV racing of a morning, too.
Okay.
Starting at about 10, and there are several classes of that. And Greg Marsh is in charge of the ATVs, and they start out at kids at 4 years old will be out there on their little 50 cc's. And we generally have three or four of those that race around the track, and then, like you said, then the car demo later.
Then truck and tractor pulls?
On Sunday.
That'll be Sunday.
On Sunday, along with Bonnie Branham's Western Horse Show, and I think last year he had 170 horses, so we end up with a lot of trucks and trailers around there.
And in Sunday's traditionally, correct me if I'm wrong, normally your kids' day out at the park, isn't it correct?
Saturday,
okay.
Saturday this
year. I jumped ahead today,
right.
I'm sorry. But that's traditionally your kids' day, and that's pretty cool when you walk by that pavilion and you see all the handprints, and it's like...
Got lots of activities planned for the kids, 4-H coming out and putting on some games for them, and Pheasants Forever is going to be out there again. One of the railroads is coming to do a railroad safety, ATV riding, and that kind of thing that's new, and just lots of activities along with the free carnival ride. So it'll be a fun day to get the kids out of the house on Saturday. It starts at 11 o'clock and probably run until 2 or 3 o'clock.
Let's talk a little bit about this, and I don't think we've ever discussed this. 8 years doing news here, I don't think we've ever discussed this. How long does it take you guys to put the events on for the Montgomery County Fair? I mean, I know some things are like a machine. You know, the first day is the Queen Pageant. You let Missy handle it and get out of her way. She handles that. You know, Saturday's the Car Demolition Derby. But is it a year-long process that this takes?
Well, just give you an idea, I've been doing bleachers since January. And we're not done yet.
Well, that's just, you could consider that year long.
We start in August planning for the next year's fair. We get the whole month of July off. Thursday's always been a problem night for us, getting something to fill in. And we thought, let's try splitting up the Queen Contest and going that. I really think it's going to work out well. We've had lots of calls about it, and we're throwing in a lot of extra things this year, mm-hmm. just little things that, you know, take planning, like on Wednesday night for a free thing, is remote control racing. Thursday night, free teen dance in the small pavilion. Friday night is a show and shine drive-in car show. Saturday, we have a walking parade. We have the Arches Rail Trail nature hike. And
that's something new.
That's something new. They've really just got it opened up and just going to try to promote it so that mm-hmm. a lot of people in the county know it's even there. Come out Saturday morning, walk around, then cool off for a while. Everybody that takes the walk will get a free fare cup, and you can come up to the beer pavilion and get a free soda or whatever you want. And then you're there for the kids' day activities. And
right.
A really great way to get the kids out and get some exercise in them instead of letting them sit in front of the TV watching cartoons or something.
And what about Tobin's favorite thing, food?
Food, oh my gosh.
Really? Yes. Actually, the food at the fair is pretty good.
Very good.
Very good.
Oh, yes.
You would think you should lose weight out there working that hard all week, and it doesn't happen.
See, when I'm out there, the concession stands aren't open, so I don't eat much out there.
Oh, okay.
So, but here lately, since we've been looking for a new ag director, which, by the way, we do have a new ag director. Mm-hmm. Her name's Angela. I've covered the Queen pageant, so I've had the opportunity to partake in some of the concession stands mm-hmm. stuff. So, yeah, most of the food items pretty good out there.
They're excellent.
Oh, yes. Yes, after being in that swimsuit, a corn dog after the pageant is great.
No, wait a minute. Corn dog or Prono Pup? Come on now.
All of them.
Okay,
can
there
just,
you go.
You know, two or three.
And, of course, you've got a big speech to come up.
Yes.
I know your last line. I will be forever the 2012 Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen. Is that an ordeal that you're kind of doing this? Or are you going to wing it from the heart? And
I've actually been kind of planning it out, writing down events throughout the year on people I would like to thank and everything. But also, when we open the fair on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, I have wrote a speech for the Montgomery County farmers. And just a tribute to the farmers and everything that them and their family goes through during the year. And it rain or shine, there's always, you know, something that they have to go through together. And mm-hmm. it's just a big tribute to what they do for our county.
And the theme for this year is a celebration of the American farmer,
yes.
which I think is a tremendous, if you think about the area where the fairgrounds is located at, what a way to salute probably one of the biggest moneymakers in the county, and that's the farming industry or the agriculture industry here in Montgomery County. So.
And you know, it's overlooked, in my opinion, it's overlooked, but how fortunate we were when you talked about a county fair that you had a site like the Butler Fairgrounds to put the fair in. You know, you got a lot of shade. It's the old 4-H park, of course, and soil conservation. But it's just a nice place. A lot of shade for people to park and sit if they want to, and it worked out well.
And, of course, we'll be broadcasting out at the fair throughout the week. And it's always going to be a fun time. And it seems like this time frame gets here faster and faster every year. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but it just seems like every year it's just like faster and faster.
But we always start the Wednesday after Father's Day, Tobin, so it's...
I know.
It's just you.
And this year we're also still looking for the oldest active farmer in Montgomery County.
And that can be male. We will honor the oldest active female and male.
Okay.
And if you would just call Marty Benning at 825-7952. She has just a few short questions, And like I said, the oldest farmer will be recognized and given an award on opening night.
Yeah, I'm sure there's quite a few of them around.
She's gotten some phone calls, and I'm not exactly sure what age we're up to. She was talking about a little bit last night. I think the lady so far is 92, but maybe it was 91.
Okay. So, Myrna, Don, Sonny, it's always a pleasure having you here. Best of luck on this year's Montgomery County Fair. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Man, the half hour just flew by today. Coming up next week, Uncle Ralph, State Senator and Mayor Deanna DeMuzio will be in studio next week. So that should be fun. And then Mickey Robinson will be back on the 26th as well. So we're jam-packed with a lot of good guests coming up on the Wednesday Talk Show. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.